Kwalificerende luistertoets Engels B1, versie H. Radio Piccadilly. Je gaat luisteren naar een radio-uitzending. Charlotte, de presentatrice van Radio Piccadilly in Londen, interviewt reisleider John. Ze lezen ook verhalen van de luisteraars voor. De opname is opgedeeld in fragmenten. Na ieder fragment hoor je het nummer van de vraag. Lees voor het luisteren de vraag en de antwoordmogelijkheden. Luister dan naar de opname tot je het nummer van de vraag hoort. Kies het juiste antwoord. Lees in de korte stilte daarna de volgende vraag en de antwoordmogelijkheden. De toets begint nu.
Good morning, London. This is Charlotte on Radio Piccadilly, 54.3 FM. It's 5 in the afternoon and it's almost holiday season. So today we will be talking about tourism. Have you ever been a tourist? Of course you have. Then please join our conversation online. You can post comments on our blog about your travel stories. We'd love to learn about your experience as a tourist or your opinion about tourism. Today, I will have a tourist guide with me in the studio. So stay tuned.
1.
Today, John Callahan is with me in the studio. John is a tourist guide. For John, the best part of his job as a Blue Badge tourist guide is taking visitors and people who live in London on a discovery tour through London's best places. He is the person that has succeeded in making the Olympic Park part of the London Tour of Historic Places. He has given tours to the best athletes, has seen Queen Elizabeth, and has met Prince Harry. Welcome, John. Please tell us about your job.
Good morning, Charlotte. Oh, it's a wonderful job. There were a lot of parts of London that I hadn't seen before. But because I became a guide, I now know London like the back of my hand.
2.
Since London's successful organisation of the Olympics in 2012, we have started organising a long tour around Olympic Park in East London. At first, I wasn't sure about placing the Olympic Park on the Essential London List, a list of must-see places in London. They were still building at the time, and there was nothing special to see, really, so I didn't think it would be interesting for tourists. But the tours are very popular, and I am often asked to make the trip to the Olympic Park on my tours.
3.
Blue Badge tourist guides have given walking tours around London since 1950. Essential London tours are available every day starting in Piccadilly Circus at 10 a.m. The tours cost about £14 for adults and £9 for seniors, students and children. Hotspots are famous places like Trafalgar Square in the heart of London, Buckingham Palace, where the Queen lives, Houses of Parliament, Big Ben and the Tower of London. John says that you should really visit other places too, He even likes museums. Entrance to all museums is free in London. You can walk around in any museum for as long as you like. Tours such as the Olympic Park Tour have not only interested visitors from other countries, but have also shown the British public that they can discover parts about their own city that they had never seen before. So you can be a tourist in your own country.
4.
You're quite right. I have a lot of customers who live in London and who are surprised by the beauty of their own city. I was doing a tour this morning for the company who brought all the sports equipment to the Olympic Village. On a tour around the Olympic Village, we visit several hot spots. We pass the velodrome. This is the arena for track cycling. Then we go to the aquatic centre, where the athletes swim, the International Radio and Television Broadcast Centre, the handball arena, and other important places. The tours of the Olympic Park are also interesting for people who live in the United Kingdom, but who have not had a chance to see this forgotten part of East London turn into a beautiful place with enormous buildings and arenas.
5.
Now, here's a comment from our tourist blog. Someone named Sarah from Sweden posted the following. This is the last week of our trip around Europe, and we're spending it in London. We got lost on the way to the hotel, and we had our first experience of how friendly the British are. An older man saw us standing on the street corner looking at a map, and he started shouting at us from across the street, "What place are you looking for?" We shouted back, "The Pembridge Hotel," but he couldn't hear us. So he came over and gave us directions. He was the first of many friendly British people we met in London. And that is what makes London one of my favourite cities.
6.
Maria from Italy writes, I had never imagined that London would be so much fun. And I thought all the rain and clouds made everyone sad over there. Oh, that reminds me, I have the weather forecast for you. Here it is. We have another cloudy day ahead with more rain and feeling chilly again. Top temperatures of 6 Celsius. Well, that's no surprise, is it? Until Saturday, it is staying cloudy with rain at times, and with some of the rain likely to be quite heavy. There will be fog in places. Minimum temperature 5 degrees Celsius. Now, the outlook for Sunday. There will be some snow in places on Sunday. It may get brighter later on with sunny moments, but feeling very much colder because of winds from the northeast.
7.
So, listeners, if you have just tuned in, log in to our website and leave a comment. Here is what we can learn from Elsa's experience as a tourist. She writes, I've travelled a lot, and what I love about being a tourist is all the different customs people have. Take Italy, for example. When I want to show that I love the pasta bolognese or the pizza napoletana that the chef prepared for me, I hold my hand near to my cheek and move it from one way to the other. That sounds like a normal thing to do, right? Wrong. It will make an Italian person very angry. He will think that you are saying that you want to hit him.
8.
All tourists have different habits. For example, the Japanese. Very interesting people. I see a lot of them on my guided tours. They always travel in big groups, making photographs of the most pointless things, such as food in a restaurant or supermarket. But these places look very different in Japan. I would probably take pictures at a Japanese restaurant or supermarket myself, if I were a tourist in Japan.
9.
Oh, would you? I wouldn't. Hey, why don't you tell us another story about your job?
Well, sure. Sometimes I meet famous people on my tours. If you want to spot some celebrities in London, there are several locations I can recommend. I have been a tour guide for years and have had many important guests, but I'm still surprised when I see a famous person. Victoria Beckham visited the Tower of London with the Beckham Boys yesterday. They came racing past us in the room with the crown jewels.
10.
I know of some secret celebrity hangouts too. The Ivy in Covent Garden, for example, is the place to be if you want to have dinner with stars like Tom Cruise. And another celebrity hotspot is the Groucho Club in Soho. All the stars have a membership card to this club. They say that this place is just as hard to get into as the Queen's Bridge Club. You'll need a friend with a membership to get near the bar and have a beer with really famous people.
11.
And now for something completely different. Our daily horoscope and the news. John, can you please read the horoscope for us?
Sure, I'll do my best. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of February. We have a horoscope for those of you who are born between the 22nd of November and the 21st of December under the sign Sagittarius. Family members will bring you some news today, Sagittarius. This news may be about people you know. The news might be positive, but it may come as a surprise too. It will probably change the way you think in some way. Well, that's a joke. That can happen to anyone, any day.
12.
Well then, let us move on to the more serious news. These are the headlines for today. Yorkshire has a new superhero. A man in Bradford, dressed up as Batman, pulled a wanted criminal into a police station. He then handed him over to the police. "I've caught this one for you," he said. The criminal was wanted for stealing. The whole thing was filmed by CCTV last week. The images showed the mystery man, dressed in a mask and cape, waiting at the police station desk before handing over the thief. The police still don't know who this man is, but he is certainly not a secret billionaire like Bruce Wayne in the movie Batman.
13.
Then finally, Adele tells her fans, "No visits, please, just get on with your jobs." The famous singer is spending a second day in hospital because of a stomach illness. Adele became ill last Thursday and was taken to the hospital to make sure that she was all right. This is the first time in 10 years that she's been taken to the hospital. All her appointments for the next week have been cancelled. But she wants everyone to carry on with their normal lives instead of visiting her. Radio Piccadilly here, 54.3 FM. It's a 5:15.
14.
Our listeners have posted some suggestions of films about tourism. Let's hear what you guys have to say about The Tourist. The Tourist is a 2010 thriller starring Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp. The film is all about an American named Frank, played by Johnny Depp, who goes on a holiday because he has a broken heart. And what better way to find love again than going to Italy? That's where he meets Elise, played by Angelina Jolie, a mysterious lady. They travel through Europe together. But Frank finds out that Elise is a secret agent and that meeting her was all part of a bigger plan. She takes him on adventures in the historic streets of Paris and the canals of Venice.
15.
This is what a few people think about the film. This is what Robbie from Liverpool thinks about the film. On paper, The Tourist sounds like a dream film. Two of the hottest actors alive, in a romantic crime comedy, in one of the most beautiful cities on earth. But it didn't come alive on screen.
Well, he's right. I have seen it. And I'm afraid the star's holiday videos are probably more interesting than this film. It isn't funny enough to be a comedy, or dramatic enough to be a thriller. Something has gone really, really wrong here.
I'm afraid we have run out of time now, listeners. Thanks everyone for sharing your entertaining stories and opinions. And thank you, John, for joining us in the studio.
My pleasure, Charlotte.
16. einde van de toets.